from Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles singer-songwriter Paul Manousos and his latest CD, Come On, Come On. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. San Francisco-based singer-songwriter Paul Manousos has just released his fifth album, yet it almost sounds like a debut release because of the brashness of the songwriting. His latest CD, Come On, Come On, Manousos wears his affection for Americana-styled songwriting on his sleeve. His urgent delivery makes him stand out of the crowd of current singer-songwriters and somehow makes a haunting cover of Wichita Linemen sound current, considering our lack of dependence on linemen these days. I had a chance to speak with Paul Manousos about the new album and his evolution in music, and you'll get to hear that in just a few minutes. From the CD Come On, Come On, here is Paul Manousos with Getting Better. From the CD Come On, Come On, that was Paul Manousos with Getting Better. Visit Paul at his official website, www.paulmanousos.com. I had a chance to speak with Paul about the new CD and his music. Here's how it went. Well, the new album's great, and now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
I really love the record. This is the third record I've done with Steve as a solo artist, my producer Steve Fisk. And him and I kind of worked more together in the production role on this record than before, and I had a great time developing developing that kind of process with the record this time, a little more than I had done with the past albums. And I was really happy with how it came out. A lot more breath and air in the record. A lot more kind of like a singer-songwriter record. You know, I feel that this is the first one I've really done. The other two before it were more kind of still in the rock band kind of aesthetic.
I see. So you think this release was a little more hands-on for you in terms of its production?
Uh-huh. And just the overall kind of concept of the record is just being a little more geared towards a singer-songwriter album, starting it off with just acoustic guitar and vocal, and kind of trying to maintain and keep that kind of effect on the record when it was done.
I see. And talk about how music began for you as an individual.
Musical household. As I was growing up, I was the last of 11 children. A lot of my brothers and sisters played some type of instrumentation, either piano or guitar. A lot of sisters in plays and stuff growing up. My mom taught me how to play piano early on when I was about 5 years old. And from there, started taking lessons from a local piano teacher, and that's kind of how it all started. You know, I just have never been able to stop. So I decided at some point in my life to keep it moving. And just from there, efforts to learn new instruments and learn how to write songs from listening to music growing up and loving artistry and kind of trying to figure out how to make it part of my life.
And growing up, was there a particular artist that sort of spoke to you, or were there several? How did that happen?
I guess there were kind of several. I had, you know, like I was saying before, I had so many brothers and sisters, all older, all growing up in the 60s, 70s time period, for like as far as when they were starting to get into music. I mean, I started listening early on to, you know, a lot of the Beatles music and Rolling Stones. Also, the avant-garde kind of styles of like Sun Ra and, you know, some crazier, you know, jazz influence kind of stuff. But as far as songwriting, I think the first thing that kind of hit me big was the first time I heard Dylan and John Lennon. I mean, I think for me were kind of points where I was like, wow, this is something different than what else, you know, the other things that I'm hearing. And just, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, that type of rock, that type of rock and roll, you know, and a lot of 60s soul kind of stuff I was listening to early on.
I see. And at what point did the listener become the songwriter? How did that happen?
I think I was about 15 years old, and I was preparing to try out for a local band where I was growing up. I was growing up in Pleasanton, California. And I didn't have a tape player. I was just listening to the radio, so I was trying to learn songs off the radio without a pause button. It was like there was some point in my head where I was kind of sitting there and doing, you know, doing this kind of like listening and trying to figure out chords, and as I was learning the structure of these songs, I started thinking, well, you know, this is really difficult. Maybe I should just try to write something of my own, and kind of started, you know, working on my first song, which was, I was like 15 years old, and actually the first song I ever wrote fully complete was a song called Outside of Town, which is now, I just recorded on this record. my latest album.
Oh, wow.
Kind of funny. Yeah. taken a long time, but the chorus finally hit a spot that I like.
Visit Paul at his official website, www.paulmanousos.com. From his CD, Come On, Come On, here is Paul Manousos with a cover of the Glen Campbell classic, Wichita Lineman.
Drive the main road, searching for the sun in another overload. You know I hear you in the wire, can hear you in the wild, in the Wichita line. On the line, you know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand. You know I need you more than want you, but I want you for all time in the Wichita lineman is still on the line. You know I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman, he's still on the
Explain how the songwriting process works for you. How do you go about it?
Well, I'm not really one for the perfect pen or looking for the great book of paper that I've been working on for years and years. They start from a lot of different elements. If I'm playing the piano, sometimes I'll start a melody. That melody could be a chorus. Then I'll start, over course, it runs many gamuts. It changes so much for me. There's really no set course I have for songwriting. I remember through this process for the last record. Now, when I do a record, I kind of start and conceptualize how I'm going to go after something and then try to start working on the songs that way. But there was one song, a long, long way back home, that's off Come On, Come On, that actually was, it's like the little funny story of singing in the shower,
mm-hmm.
And I actually yelled at my songwriting partner, my wife, to come to come listen to what I was singing to, because I didn't have a pen and pencil at the time, and I knew I wasn't going to remember the words as I sang them. So she came into the bathroom, I remember, and there was pen and pad writing down the lyrics to the chorus. So they can come at different times. You know, as far as the process after, it can be very tedious. Just trying to figure out how I want to expand the song from if I'm at a verse or if I have a chorus. But that's all just a matter of time, I think. And some songs come quicker than others. Others take months, you know, sometimes years. It just kind of all depends on how fluid I am or the stream of consciousness kind of thing. If that's happening, they normally come a little quicker. But not all the time. So I don't know if that answers the question of process. Of course it does.
It does. Don't worry about it. and with the songs on this album, I mean, like Outside of Town, for instance. I mean, do all the songs come from different times and places, or were they written specifically for this album?
That song was the only one that was something that I had had kind of sticking around. Everything else except for the cover I do of Wichita Lineman was written solely for the record.
And I was about to bring up Wichita Lineman. It's an interesting selection. Why that song?
I think that one of the main reasons, I've always loved to sing it, and I finally felt like I had had a group of guys that were backing me up that could play it very well. So I decided to record it. And I liked the way it came out. I loved the string arrangements that Steve did, and ended up putting on the record.
I always liked the song. I mean, it's no Rhinestone Cowboy, but it's, you know, well.
Well, I don't know if there's much call for a Wichita lineman anymore. It's all fiber optics now, so.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And from the album, what songs of yours resonate for you the most personally, and why?
I think on this album, One Eye Open and Big Walls probably were two that really kind of, every time I play them and perform them or listen to them, still have pretty big effect on how I'm feeling about them and how they make me feel. The overall concept of the record is Come On, Come On. I think they're the most kind of telling songs of the concept of the record, just as far as keeping one eye open, always having that sense of looking out for what's coming up, or having the ability to get through things by having, you know, that one eye open. It's kind of conceptually how I kind of live. I'm very optimistic and love to move forward and love to take big steps. That's one that resonates quite a bit. And then Big Walls, just the fact that it's about water, you know, and just over the years I've always had a kind of a strong pull to Louisiana. I've had some friends that were chefs there, and they've always kind of made pilgrimages out that way. In touring, I always kind of make sure I stop in, and Big Walls was kind of about just the whole Katrina hit, and just the flooding that they've had over the course of the years, and that's kind of why that song resonates with me so much.
I see. And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
It was just that they can get through it, you know. The record, you want to listen to one song after the other, because it's telling you a story, because it's giving you some hope, some redemption. You know, that's kind of what I'm looking for in the record. It's been hard times over the course of the last few years, and I just wanted to put something together that felt good, that made people, you know, when listening to the songs, it gave them some sense of hope.
What do you think is next for you musically? I mean, I know that's a strange question considering the album is brand spanking new, but what do you think is next for you musically?
Well, I have I have just done a little bit part in a small independent movie from a San Francisco director out here, and I'm using one of my songs, Getting Out, off of my new record, Come On, Come On, and I actually performed the song in the movie. And it looks like I'm going to be doing some soundtrack work for the movie as well. So that's one thing I'd like to venture or move toward, is getting into, you know, doing some soundtrack work would be quite fun, I think. And just continuing to write compilations of songs and putting records out. I love to record music, and I love to make things, you know, I love to have people have the ability to get them and listen to my music. So I think records are always going to be, and recording is always going to be part of my life.
Visit Paul at his official website, www.paulmanousos.com. From his CD, Come On, Come On, here is Paul Manousos once more with Outside of Town.
Feeling down, there's a place outside of town that'll get your feet right off the ground. If you're feeling sad or blue, let me tell you what to do. Go to the place on the outside of town.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Paul Manousos and to Wendy Brinford Jones of Hello Wendy PR. Visit Paul at his official website, www.paulmanousos.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.